Hi friends, and welcome to another episode on the podcast. If this is your first time listening in, you are welcome, and I'm so glad to have you here. I'm your host, Nasara Usman, and if you've been rocking with me from the beginning, shout out to you, I love you, and I'm so happy to have you here again. I know it's honestly been a while. This year has been something else. But I did, you know, go through a major life change. Actually started a master's this year. And so the reason why I wasn't even uploading or recording any episodes was because I was trying to catch up on my work because I actually resumed late. So that just set me back a little bit. And then from then on, you know how just life can just keep you busy. But anyways, nonetheless, that's like a major life update, and I'm back. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't know where this year is running to. How are we already halfway through the month of July? I remember when we were doing crossover service, I remember where I was with my family, we're praying into the new year, and already I'm just looking like, my gosh. And this year honestly has been a year full of immense blessings. It's been such a lovely year. I have seen God's hand in so many tangible ways and just in so many aspects of my life. But at the same time, this year has also given me some serious bass boosts. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. This year, I have fought for my life many times. I have fought for my health. I have fought, like, you know what I mean? Like, I've just fought for, like, my mental health so many times already this year. But in the midst of everything, there's so much to be thankful for. And that's my personal experience. But I know that there are some of us who may be already... It's the seventh month of the year, and you found in this 2023 that you're amongst one of God's strongest soldiers. I mean, God has called you to be among one of his strongest soldiers. And you're just like, God, why? Why would you do this to me? I remember at the beginning of the year when memes and tweets were going around and people were like just saying me praying to God, telling him to not make me amongst one of his strongest soldiers this year. And it was funny because people were laughing. Because it was just one of those things where people were like, man, 2022, they really struggled a lot. And they were like, they didn't want to experience even more struggle in the new year. And recently, I've been thinking a lot about it. And I realized that although we laughed about these things and it's like, yes, I don't want to suffer, I don't want to struggle. I realized that for me, one of the prayers that I believe I prayed at some point in this year was essentially something along the lines of, God, if you're looking for somebody to refine, if you're looking for like someone to mold, I'm giving you access into my life to come in and do what you will. And while it may be funny on the internet to be like, oh, I don't want to be amongst God's strongest soldiers, I don't think that's the right approach to take. Because when you look back on your life, the seasons of struggle, the seasons of trials and, you know, tests and all of the things that you went through are the things that actually made you who you are today. They are the things that have shaped you into becoming a stronger individual. Right, and I think that's what I want to talk about today. Today I just want to say that I understand why it's easy to be wary of difficult times. Nobody prays for difficult times. I'm not saying you should pray to God for difficult times. But I'm also saying that as we journey through life, we should ensure that we are making ourselves available to be used by God. In saying all these things, when you say to God, God, please don't make me one of your strongest soldiers, what you're telling him is like, God, I don't want you to come in and just bamboozle my life. In some instances, he might still go ahead and do what he wants to do. But you're just essentially letting him know that you are not available for him to use you. And that's not the kind of heart posture that we are supposed to have. especially if you're a believer. You're supposed to give room to God to come in and do what he wants in your life, because he's the one that knows where he's taking you to. He's the one that sees your future. He knows the person that he's trying to grow you into. And so he has to take you through certain paths Anyway, he has to take you through a certain path or a certain route in order for you to get there. And that path that you're going to have to go on may not be the smoothest. I know that we want everything to be smooth sailing. We want everything to be great. And of course, there are seasons where you will just experience ease. Like, you just know that God is just, you're just on autopilot and you're just cruising because God is just taking control. But there will be some times when you would have to experience trials. There are times when you're going to have to experience testing of your faith. And it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. On the contrary, the Bible talks about how God disciplines the ones he loves. So if God is disciplining you, or is allowing you to go through a season where you feel like you're being disciplined, remember that even for us when we're growing up, there were many times when my mom would beat me if I did the wrong thing. And of course, as a child, I felt like this woman doesn't love me, because if you love me, you will not beat me the way that you were beating me. But as I've gotten older, I see that that correction was coming from a place of love. My mom didn't spank me or beat me often because I wasn't one of those children that was like overly stubborn. So if my mom beat me, then it was because I did something that was very silly and I definitely deserved it. But as I've gotten older, I've grown to appreciate the correction and the discipline that I received as a child. When I was a child, I couldn't see it that way, right? But now that I've gotten older, I'm like, you know what? I'm glad she did those things, because I've encountered all sorts of people, you know, that grew up in a very different way than I did. And I've seen the way that their lives have turned out. And I'm like, this person could have used a little bit of correction growing up. So all of this is to say, why did I give that example? I'm giving that example because I want us to not be afraid of tough times, to not be afraid of trials, to not be afraid or to be wary of difficult seasons. We should remember that these seasons are just helping us grow our faith, and they are producing a level of endurance that we are going to need even as we get older. Because the older you get, the more issues you're going to have to face, because life even gets more complicated, because you're going to have a family, you're going to be responsible for people in your home, both in your nuclear home and in your extended family as well. You're going to have a career, you're going to have businesses. So if you expect, or if you think for a second that you will not encounter issues later on in life, then you are sorely mistaken, let me just tell you now. But when you see and you're able to go to God in prayer and say, Lord, if you're looking for somebody to use, I'm available. Or you say, Lord, look at my life. If there is anything that you need to develop in me, or anything that you need to cut off from my life, I'm giving you access to do so, because I trust you. And I know that anything that you allow happen to me, or anything that you place in my life deliberately, is going to lead, or is only going to be for my own good. So if we take a look at one of God's strongest soldiers, as I like to refer to him, Job. I know that obviously a lot of men and women in the Bible went through some serious trials and tribulations, but you see, Job's story is one that just blows my mind every time, because that man went through a lot. He went through a lot, and he didn't even by human standards, he honestly didn't deserve it. To be very honest, he did not deserve any of the stuff that happened to him, because that guy was good. He was a good guy. He loved God. He served him. But you still see that God allowed those things to happen. God didn't, you know, orchestrate those events, but God allowed Job to go through those seasons because he was so sure of the fact that Job loved him with everything on the inside of him. Job loved God, and God knew that this one, even if he ends up in this precarious situation, he will still serve me. I am so confident of that. And so I think when I started thinking about the fact that when God allows me to go through things, it's not because he doesn't like me or he doesn't love me or he just wants to be wicked. But it's that when he allows those situations happen in my life, it's because he is sure that I will be able to weather the storm because I'm clinging to him. It honestly made me start looking at difficult seasons a lot differently. So now I'm not always in a rush to get out of a difficult situation. Of course, yes, I'll still pray because nobody likes to suffer. But now it's more like, Lord, what are you trying to teach me in this season? And I pray that whatever it is that you're trying to grow in me, that I would learn that lesson and I would grow in that capacity, because you're probably letting me go through this for a reason, for something in the future that I don't even know about yet. So today I just want to encourage everyone of you who's listening that even if you found yourself being tested and tried as one of God's strongest soldiers of 2023, I just want you to know that you are in good company. It is not because God doesn't love you. It's not because God doesn't care for you. On the contrary, it's because he's trying to build capacity in your life. And he's allowing certain things happen for a reason. What you need to do is have a heart of thanksgiving. And also just ask him earnestly. Of course, yes, cry out to him about your pain. Don't try and pretend like you're not struggling. Be honest with God. That's what he expects of us. But also, when you're crying out to him, also ask him, say, Lord, even if you're not going to let this cup pass over right now, what do you want me to learn in this particular time? And give me the grace to wait on you and to also trust in your plan for my life and to hold on. Yeah, so I hope this is... Honestly, I started out this episode going to talk about something entirely different, and this is what came out. And I knew that I prayed to God before recording, so I'm honestly just believing that this is what he wants us to hear, because what I'm even saying now is not what I planned to say at the start of my recording. But I hope that this encourages you, even as we've entered into the second half of the year, you know. Let me read Job 42 verses 17. And it says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation. And so Job died, an old man and full of years. And so we see that even after whatever difficult situation that we're going through, that the Lord will bless our latter years even more than our former years. He would restore what we have lost, and even restore more than what we had at the beginning. And so we can be confident in knowing that God's plans are good. They are perfect. He's a good father and he loves us. And so don't be afraid. Don't be upset that you seem to be going through the trial of your life. Just hold on to God. Cling to him and just ask him, seek his face and say, Lord, what are you trying to show me in this season? Help me, hold my hand through it and let me trust in you. Have a wonderful week, friends. I will see you next week with another episode. Bye.